Speaker McCarthy said President Biden has refused to negotiate, and in so doing, has increased the likelihood of a disastrous U.S. default on its debt.
The longer President Biden waits to be sensible, to find an agreement, the more likely it becomes that this administration will bumble into the first default in our nation's history.
McCarthy said House Republicans won't vote for raising the debt ceiling without cuts in government spending.
A no strings attached debt limit increase will not pass. But since the president continues to hide, House Republicans will take action.
McCarthy said the cuts in spending would save taxpayers trillions of dollars, make the country less dependent on borrowing from rivals like China, and curb high inflation, all without cuts to Social Security and Medicare. Meanwhile, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer briefed reporters in Washington Monday on his views of Speaker McCarthy's Wall Street address.
He went all the way to Wall Street and gave us no more details, no more facts, no new information at all. I'll be blunt. If Speaker McCarthy continues in this direction, we are headed to default.
Schumer said a default would cause monumental job loss and record inflation, among other economic body blows. Schumer said holding the debt ceiling hostage to force budget cuts puts the nation's credit rating at risk.
There's a time to discuss what kind of cuts folks are looking for or taxes they want to raise. It's called a budget. It shouldn't be part of this conversation. That kind of discussion, the cuts, belongs in a discussion about the budget, not as a precondition for avoiding default.
There currently is no bill in the House on lifting the debt ceiling. President Biden has said he won't negotiate a debt ceiling agreement tied to Republican demands for spending cuts, and has instead insisted that Republicans submit their own federal budget as a starting point for negotiations. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.